Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And good morning to you. I am Kathy Kayla, and this is the Dis-Chem Foundation Show, episode one, actually. Yeah, it's a very, very special show today. And sitting right next to me is Miss South Africa 2024, Mia LaRue, who is just, if I can tell you, this woman's energy is just incredible. And it's very, very pure and special. And I feel so blessed to have you with us, Mia. So thank you very, very much. Sitting next to Mia is the one and only Jacqueline Kahlberg, who's the head of the Dis-Chem Foundation. We're going to be talking about people with hearing loss. Just for some statistics, it is important to know the numbers, but it's estimated that at least 4 million people in South Africa experience some form of hearing impairment, with around 1.6 million people being profoundly deaf or severely hard of hearing. So let's talk about communication. You know, if we talk about communicating with deaf people, we talk about South African Sign Language. Do you know that that's not one of our official languages? And I want to... Oh, it is? Okay. Well then, okay, I apologize. It is. Okay, we were going to talk about that as well. But if I said to you, if you had to give up one of your senses between hearing and vision, which one would it be? A lot of medical research has connected the isolation brought by hearing loss to all kinds of other issues, right? There's research now into dementia and the different dementias is linking hearing loss. Why? Because it is so isolating. When people can't hear, it isolates them socially, and that actually drives the dementia. It's so interesting what happens with hearing and how important it is. You know, I know that if I feel sad and I'm feeling down, I put on an upbeat song, and it can change things, right? It's a tool beyond just communication. So we're going to be talking about hearing. We're going to be talking about hearing loss. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about the good things that are happening. You know, there are certain challenges, and obviously there are good things that are happening, and that involves the Dis-Chem Foundation. If you've got any questions, if you've got any comments, and you would like to join the conversation, then send a text on 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. I'm Kathy Kayla, and it gives me tremendous pleasure to officially welcome Mia LaRue. Good morning and thank you so much, Mia. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you doing, Kathy, this morning?
It's so wonderful to have you here. And you are so down to earth. When Jacqueline told me that you were really down to earth and, you know, you relate to children and you relate to everybody, like, you know, I mean, you miss South Africa.
That is very special. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
What has changed for you this year? I mean, has the title changed anything for you?
I think the title truly has changed a lot. I think it's very, a lot more complicated than we can tackle today. But overall, the high level, yes, it has truly changed my life in terms of before South Africa, I was really not being heard. I was struggling to make a life for myself and just slamming against doors and no one was answering. And when I finally won the crown, I could notice a shift that people are actually listening to me and listening to what I have to say and seeing the impact it has on the lives of others who are also deaf or has something that makes them different. It's truly profound to see how people are starting to take note of those people and also recognizing the human being within them who also has dreams and compassions and just also want to live a beautiful life.
What are the material challenges facing people in South Africa who are hearing impaired?
Sorry, do you mind repeating the question?
I don't mind at all.
Thank you.
What are the challenges facing South Africans who are hearing impaired or profoundly deaf?
So they do have quite a lot of challenges. Like, I can just list a few. They struggle with employment and education. Like, for example, in education, the vocabulary does not exist yet within sign language for STEM education, which is your science, technology, engineering. So there's a big gap for them that they do not have access to that education, or educational opportunities, having access to communication, and also the marking systems that is within universities also doesn't cater to the unique vocabulary of and grammatical structure of sign language users as well. So there's still some barriers that needs to be overcome in that aspect. But also, in general, just the stigma around people who are differently abled or hearing impaired, we do face a lot of stigma in terms of, are we clever? Are we intelligent and capable of doing our jobs? Like in South Africa, the employment rate for people who are differently abled is below 10%, which is very low. And I am trying to play a hand into helping to change that, just by helping to break that stigma and calling on to companies and communities to give people who are differently abled a chance as well. And like, for example, if I have deliveries, like package deliveries, I know I am privileged enough to be receiving package deliveries, but they always want to call you when you receive your package. Now, for someone who is hard of hearing or deaf, you can imagine that challenge, how challenging it may be. So something like that, something as small as that is daunting. Like if there are medical emergencies, how do people who are deaf or hearing impaired or hard of hearing contact medical services? Yes, Vodacom does have an app that has been launched for deaf people or people who are hard hearing, but it's only exclusive to Vodacom users. So we do need a lot of work within our system. Like, also during a medical emergency, if a sign language user goes to the hospital and needs to communicate their symptoms, how do they do that? How do they know what is wrong with them? How do they communicate what is wrong? So you can imagine how these challenging it may be.
These are all things that I've never considered. I mean, it's so alien to me. You telling me things that I had no idea. Jacqueline, did you know any of this stuff?
I've been very privileged to spend a lot of time with Mia. However, every time I do engage, there's always something new that I learn.
Right.
So, but yes, we've discussed this at large, and it's devastating.
It's amazing. So, Mia, just to touch on your story for people who don't know, right? So, you were found to be hard of hearing, or what was it, profoundly deaf when you were one?
Profound hearing loss. I would not know. Profound hearing loss.
At the age of one, right? You were one. You were a baby.
So, I was about 1 year old when my mom took me to a hospital for just standard tests that you do with every baby at a hospital, and the nurse did a hearing test on me, a very standard one where they shake rattles behind your ears. And the nurse noticed sometimes I would turn around, sometimes I won't. And she was unsure. My parents never suspected anything. So she told my parents, your little girl might have hearing loss. It will be better to just get it tested. And my mom flew in a plane with me to a doctor who did a hearing loss test on me, where they confirmed that I have profound hearing loss. So originally I was very profoundly deaf in my left ear and had a small amount of hearing in my left ear. I was profoundly deaf in my right ear. But I eventually lost all the hearing as I aged, and then the doctor told my mom and my dad that I'm a good candidate for a cochlear implant. and they realized that we do not have the funds to pay for a cochlear implant. So that is where the whole community jumped in to help support raising funds for my cochlear implant, and it was truly beautiful to see how a community can come together just to help one little girl to achieve her dream of hearing. When I was 2 years old, I received my cochlear implant, but my parents knew that my journey was far from over.
Right.
And I was enrolled at a school called the Carl de Toei Center, where the deaf learn to speak, where I've learned intensive speech therapy, and also just they taught me how to read a room, how to read body language, to help me understand and interpret the world around me. And then when I was 5 years old, we moved to a small town where I have attended a mainstream school ever since. And I continued to receive speech therapy up until, I would say, I was 13. I would receive speech therapy every week, and then they said, I'm good to go, and now here I am.
Are you able to drive?
Yes, I am definitely able to drive.
I ask because, you know, if there's somebody's hooting or, you know, does that have any risk involved for you?
For me, no.
You're a good driver. Nobody hoots.
But nope. I know when a car is hooting, first of all, and secondly, I have eyes. I've got mirrors. I can look in that mirror. I can look in that mirror and that mirror and analyze the situation around me. So I've never been in a car accident or not being able to avoid something that could have been avoided. Like, I always have been able to avoid what could have been avoided. So I am quite a safe driver. If you're in my car with me, you're safe.
All right. Well, I've also got eyes and mirrors. Yes. It doesn't stop people from hooting at me. I'm just saying.
Oh. I fortunately, with my cochlear implant, I am able to pick up if someone's hooting.
Okay. All right. So how did you get involved with the Dis-Chem Foundation?
So the Dis-Chem Foundation reached out to us, and they basically have said that they
That's
have...
That's even more special. That's
yeah,
even
that's
more
very
special
beautiful.
That
it's
they
very,
reached out to you.
I'm very grateful for it. After they heard about my story, and it just spoke to them, and Jackie has been so kind to me from day one, and they just really were there to listen and ask me what do we need to help provide hearing to, or provide that option of having a hearing aid or a cochlear implant to people. And even when I gave them the challenge and told them that you need a very holistic approach, that you need to consider the speech therapy and everything that goes with receiving the cochlear implant, only then will the recipient be successful. And they took that challenge right on, which is not something you see so easily. They often just want a once-off solution, but they were willing to go from start to end to help every person who receives the gift of hearing through the Dis-Chem Foundation to be successful.
Incredible. So now I want to talk to you, Jacqueline Carlberg.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Jackie, can we just talk about what was it about Miss South Africa that this Miss South Africa, Mia LaRue, that made the Dis-Chem Foundation want to reach out to her?
Yes, it was about Mia,
yes,
as opposed to Miss South Africa, which is a wonderfully run pageant and led by a fantastic woman. But Mia was special. Mia stood out. Mia was organic. And what Mia wanted to do, you know, every beauty queen wants to live part of who they are and what they want to do, and they want to do a give back. But Mia's was so very specific and so very different, and the difference she was already making just by taking her dream and making it a reality. She dared to dream, as she says, and she's become the first deaf beauty queen, I think, in the world, on the world stage. It's fantastic. And making a difference like that and showing other people that it is okay to achieve if you are different. And listening to her on social, I thought, I do want to engage with Mir, and I approached Steffi Wheel, who's the CEO of the Miss SA pageant, and we chatted, and very shortly thereafter we got in a room with Mir and heard what she wanted to do and why she wanted to do it. And here we are. We're two implants down, and we're ready for our next one towards the end of July. We've been there for mapping, the audiology. It's been such an incredible learning curve. And just to your earlier question, we hear Mir and we listen to Mir. And what we've started doing on our television commercials and on our social media platforms is we do closed captions. So if you can't hear, you can read what we're doing, what we're talking about. So, you know, and that's just one of the changes that we've made. And we are sensitive as the Dis-Chem Foundation and as Dis-Chem, you know, Better Health Starts Here, we are sensitive to people and their needs.
Do you think that as South Africa, we've got a long way to go in terms of people who are differently abled?
I think the world has a long way to go. I don't think it's something that's specific to South Africa. I think worldwide, it's something that requires a lot of working on.
How much of Dis-Chem Foundation's work is focus on people with disabilities?
Quite a lot. A fair amount. We do. We care for our communities, you know, and one of our main pillars is access to health.
Yes.
You know, and community upliftment. And of course, we do then engage with people that are challenged in various ways.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Mia had a beautiful post, if I may. I think it was on one of her Instagram posts where... I don't remember the whole thing, but it has left such a profound effect on me, what if you were differently abled? How would you fit in the world? And there's this woman, and she could be in a train station or, you know, going to buy a bus ticket. And she's able-bodied, she's walking upright, and she's surrounded by people in wheelchairs. And you can see she is completely out of her elements and her depth. And that, for me, was very profound. So we try to be, as Mir is teaching the world, to be inclusive.
You know, just having said that makes me feel profoundly grateful for organizations like the Dis-Chem Foundation who step in. Right, Mir?
No, definitely. I am also very grateful for, like, the Dis-Chem Foundation, because what they also do is they don't just do it just for praise or anything. You can see they really do care, and they really do are very, I can only think of the Afrikaans word, Nokiagach. I'm very, like, they really focus on doing what they need to do, and they will not miss a step or miss a beat, because they really want to make a difference, and they want to do it beautifully and as holistically as possible. So for me, it's very, very special to be able to work with them.
And doing whatever it takes.
Yes.
Yep. Do you work with organizations, Jackie?
We only work with organizations, so we work with NPOs and NGOs. And through the Dis-Chem Foundation, and it's important to mention, the Mir LaRue movement is what Mir's initiative is called, for the cochlear implants and the gift of hearing, which is our joint initiative. we actually have, it's incredibly expensive to do a cochlear implant. And like Mir said, mapping and speech therapy, which is the mapping being the audiology, is a lifelong situation. So it's not a quick end, tick the box, pay for the cochlear implant and say goodbye and walk away. We have to ensure that these people are able to have the speech therapy and the audiology for many years to come, you know, so that's put in place. So we were able to work with one of our beneficiaries, which is Operation Healing Hands. They are a nonprofit. We're working with the Pretoria
Cochlear Implant Unit.
And
Southern ENT.
Southern ENT, who provide the actual cochlear.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So just so our listeners can understand, a cochlear implant does what?
So, that is a very intricate answer that I have to give. I'm going to try to simplify it. So you have three parts of your ear. You have your outer ear, your middle ear, and your inner ear. And then you have a nerve that connects your ear to your brain. And in order to be a successful candidate for a cochlear implant, your nerve still needs to work. But your inner ear if your inner ear has an issue, so that is in my case, I have inner ear deafness. That is also when you're a good candidate for a cochlear implant, because what it does, it replaces the function of the inner ear. So they insert a very little thin strand with 22 electrodes inside your inner ear. And then it will be stimulated. This is very intricate science, but it's actually very interesting. But then those 22 electrodes become stimulated through an external hearing aid that you wear, through signals, and then that will stimulate the nerve to your brain in order for you to pick it up as hearing. And it's so interesting, like, everyone has different mapping on their cochlear implant and the different way that their nerve becomes stimulated. Like, for example, if I were to wear someone else's hearing aid, it might not work on me because my ear is so uniquely adapted to the programming of my hearing aid. So, yeah, that's how it works.
That is fascinating, and that also explains the need, because basically, as I understand what you've just explained, is that we have to teach our brains how to hear and interpret the sounds.
Exactly. And it needs to understand what is happening there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I've seen on social media these beautiful little videos of the first time that they switch on the cochlear implant for babies.
Yes.
You know, and or the babies or the kids, and, you know, the child smiles. You know, are those real? I don't know. But
I can answer to that.
Oh, okay.
No,
no, don't ruin it.
I do think a cochlear implant activation when a baby hears for the first time gets very romanticized in social media.
Yes.
It Thank sometimes will be a good cochlear implant activation if the baby remains calm. But sometimes it can be very confusing for them. It can be very disruptive for them because they don't understand what is happening in the moment. And it will take them a while before they understand what is actually happening is hearing. So it's not always as fantastic and incredible at first as everyone thinks. It's really a process and a sake of trusting the process. But eventually it does pay off and it does change your life for the better.
And what I love is that you are changing people's lives for the better. Thank You're paying you. It forward, and that speaks to your spirit and your soul, because that's just so beautiful.
Yes.
Mia.
Thank you.
You know, if you don't mind me asking, what have you personally learnt from being profoundly deaf? Or hearing disabled?
I think for me, because I've been so different my whole life, it has installed within myself a sense of profound empathy and kindness. Like, I am able to look at other people and always wonder if they are doing okay or what it is like to be them. So I do have quite the capacity to put myself in the shoes of others, even though they might have a completely different thought pattern than I do. But it's just something that I have been doing my whole life, because you always wish that other people would do that for you as well. That's the one lesson I learned. And then the second lesson I've learned is to be patient and to be understanding, because something I had to learn at a very young age, when people maybe treat you a bit differently, like they overpronounce their words or overcompensate for your deafness or just do things that remind you that you are different. Sometimes they mean to do well. They don't always know how to do well. And sometimes you just have to also just look at the intention instead of how something makes you feel. And then also it has installed a sense of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. It's just about staying strong yourself, knowing who you are. You do not let the world decide what your narrative is. You decide your narrative for yourself. And you have to actually have the guts to be like, this is who I am, and what I am is beautiful, capable, smart, intelligent, hardworking, and worthy of all the dreams that comes over my heart.
You're just absolutely mind-blowing.
Thank you.
We need more of this, Jacqueline.
The world needs more of this.
It's incredible. What have you learned working with Mia?
So much. I don't know where to begin. Okay, but I want to go back again, though. So just this journey with the cochlear implants and the two that we've done so far, if I could just share to your point, you know, it's not, wow, all of a sudden, you know, the child or the person hears a voice for the first time and it's all fantastic. And our first little recipient, there was all kinds of noise going on at his switch on with the audiologist and his speech therapist and his parents, and it was wild. There was a lot of noise, Mia.
But it was intentional noise because we wanted to see if he hears it. So it wasn't that we weren't being considerate. We actually how to make that noise, yeah.
Correct, that's important.
Yes.
And there was so much going on, and it is important to know that Mia is at each switch on. Mia has been in surgery when a cochlear implant is being done, and her intention is to be in the second one as well. Unfortunately, the first one, no one was allowed into the theatre. And this little chap with all the noise going on, and then the audiologist played a mouth organ. And I think it was the pitch of the mouth organ. And it was a second. It was a moment. And he just looked up. And then he went back to everything. And if you weren't looking at him, you wouldn't have seen it. It was quite spectacular. But thus far, the most profound thing for me is our second implant at Michelle's switch-on. Both her children are profoundly deaf as well. She had hearing aids. Her hearing's become worse and worse. So she could have been a recipient because her brain is still able to acknowledge.
Because she's been working hearing aids.
Yes,
but
all this
time. Didn't work enough.
So they don't work enough, and now they're stopping to work at all. So the only way to save her hearing or being able to communicate through hearing is with the cochlear implant. And so she was chatting to the audiologist, and we were, again, all in the room. And she wasn't hearing anybody, and they're working on the machines, and they're changing the levels. And then Mia said something, and she pointed. We captured it on video. She pointed to the audiologist, and to me, it's like I heard her. So the first voice she heard was Mia's, and that for me was incredibly profound. But I think we've all learned that it's so much easier to be kind. Mia is patient. She is always willing to stop and hear what people have to say. We've had a lot of profound experiences, and we've had a lot of learning curves. A lot of learning curves. And Mia's always well received. Nobody meets her and doesn't fall a little in love with her. And the Dis-Chem Foundation and Dis-Chem are so proud to engage with Mia always. And we're hoping our relationship will continue.
Yes.
I'm sure it will. We've built a good foundation.
Yeah, well, yes, a very good foundation, the Dis-Chem Foundation.
Yes.
If you've just joined me, I'm Kathy Kayla. Sitting next to me is Miss South Africa 2024. Her name is Mia LaRue. And also joining us in studio is Jacqueline Kahlberg, who is with the Dis-Chem Foundation. We're talking about hearing loss. We're talking about the incredible work that the Mia LaRue movement does for children with, you know, with profound hearing who need cochlear implants. Dis-Chem has risen to the occasion, as they always do, and come and said, you know what, we will go through all the steps. We're not just going to fund one aspect of giving somebody the gift of hearing. They're going to fund the whole thing, from the surgery of the cochlear implant to all the different therapies as the brain learns to interpret sound. And I think that says more about the brand, Jacqueline, than anything, is that it's not just window dressing and throwing money at something.
It's not. We're not box tickers. And it's very important at this junction to mention that the Dis-Chem Foundation is funded through Dis-Chem. So every Dis-Chem or Dis-Chem Baby City benefit card holder, every time they swipe their card, all legible purchases,
a percentage thereof goes into the Dis-Chem Foundation. So we thank all our benefit card holders.
You're welcome.
And all our loyal customers. Thank you so much, Gabby.
It's that easy to make a difference.
And so thank you for also contributing to the cochlear implants that we're doing with Mia.
Now, let me just tell you, I am convinced that there are cameras trained on me when I walk into Dis-Chem.
You're not alone.
And I can walk up and down those aisles. And when I get to the till, they say, thank God she's here. We can pay salaries this month. What did we do before Dis-Chem?
I have no idea.
And you know, the fact that I can swipe my card and with all those credits and those benefits, I can donate those points.
Correct.
So it's not only that the foundation gets a percentage, but I can donate my points, which can be sizable at times.
Thank you.
To the Dis-Chem Foundation. And I think that that's really important for people to know.
Yes, because, you know, people want to do good. They want to assist. They don't always have the means. You know, they have their spend per month. And by being able to swipe your card, it's giving you that ability. You know, and even if you can afford it, people maybe don't have the time or they don't know where to go or what to do. And yet they are all contributing to the Dis-Chem Foundation, the incredible work that we're able to achieve. So a big thank you to all our loyal customers.
See, isn't it nice to say, like, thank you. Thank you to you. So go and spend more at Dis-Chem. Just say.
Yes, go. With your benefit card.
With your benefit card, go swipe at the till. That reminds me, I need to go and get some more of those gloves. You know, those mittens. Yeah, in the winter,
it's cold.
Yeah, very cold weather. So where to from here? Where to from here? When does your reign end, Mia?
So the dates are still yet to be specified on when my reign will end, but it should end at the end of August. And then after that, I will continue working with partnerships to help improve the lives of people who are differently abled, as well as be doing some partnerships to just business partnerships and just continue to build my life with my loved ones, eventually build my home and eventually build my family one day. I'm very excited for the rest of my life.
Incredible. And you know what? I would love to see you fulfill all those goals. You know, in 5 years' time, have bigger foundations and bigger movements, and that more people who are hearing impaired or differently abled are able to go and study science or whatever career they want at university, because we have incredible, incredible tools, right? We have transcription tools. We have tools through AI that the world is changing and people are, I suppose it's making more accessible, right? There was a rabbi who told me this story, and just stop me if you need me to slow down, right? But one of the prophecies, I don't know if you are a religious person, I am, so I do look at prophecies, but one of the prophecies in the end of days is that the deaf will hear and the blind will see. There was also a prophet by the name of Isaiah, who he said, and the swords will be beaten into plowshares, right? What does that mean? It means that something designed for war will be reallocated, repurposed for peace and for the benefit of mankind. That's what that means. Cochlear implants, LASIK surgery on eyes to remove cataracts. All of these things were originally developed for the military, and now they've been repurposed and developed decades ago for the benefit of mankind. And when I look at you, I said earlier that you are an absolute miracle. And I love that you're going around and you're sharing how miraculous things are, how that can be, and living that. And it's amazing. Jacqueline, thank you. Thank you so much. The Dis-Chem Foundation, you really do incredible work. I cannot wait for us to have more conversations.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, so where to from here with the Dis-Chem Foundation and Mia?
Well, I think this has just been the beginning of our work with Mia. If I could just say that Mia and I have shared quite a few experiences outside of hearing impairment and the challenges of hearing. Mia joined me at a wonderful school called the CoLab Center recently, which is for children with special needs. And that was also a super duper highlight. You know, Mia arrived, sat on the floor, on the garden, on the grass with the kids. And you have children that are challenged with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, their cochlear implants, all kinds of challenges that these children have. And were at large unaware of who Miss South Africa was and Mia. And Mia sat with these children, and every single child got to try on the crown if they wanted to. And then, of course, the adults got involved. But she sat down and explained to these children that this beautiful human being wanders into their realm. And she sits down and she says, "I'm different just like you are, and I chose to make a difference." And she had every one of those children in the palm of her hand.
Oh.
It was just, the feedback was, you know, the parents that weren't there, the children that went home, the profound effect that you had, I'm using profound a lot today, that Mia had on these children, on their parents, was quite incredible. And that's the kind of thing that the Dis-Chem Foundation and the Mia movement strive for. We want to make real change, you know, and know that we've left people a little bit better than we found them.
Thank you. I think that is a really good note to end off on.
Thank you.
So, Jacqueline Carberg.
Can I add to that special note?
Of course.
She said that I had them in the palm of my hand, but they had me in the palm of their hand.
Exactly. Well, thank you both very, very much for coming in. Jacqueline Carberg from the Dis-Chem Foundation. This won't be our last episode.
No.
And to Mia LaRue, thank you very, very, very much. I wish you all the success and much blessing for the rest of your reign and for the rest of your life, because you clearly are doing so much good in the world.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That is very kind.
Thank you so much. And to you, you and me, we're going to go and support this by supporting Dis-Chem. Go swap. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I'll be back next week. God bless. Bye.